to Kura Huia's new music videos, Ms. Divine. We haven't got the video to play you, but we've got the waiata. And celebrates the power of wahine through music and storytelling and whakapapa. Te Kura Huia is a muso and a filmmaker, Wahine Tour Award recipient. And this new waiata celebrates the strength and power of wahine while honouring whakapapa. Wonderful to have kōrero with you, Te Kura Huia, tēnā koe. It's me, Dale, at Wātea. Mihiana kia koe, tuhine, tēnā koe.
Manu au, tēnā koe.
Kia ora, good to talk with you today. Thanks so much for joining us. Music in the blood, sister. Music in the blood. Tell us about your music and how it came to be. And, you know, who you'd describe as some of your major musical influences. We'll talk of the waiata in just a moment, but tell us more about why you love music and performance.
Oh, tēnā koe, beautiful pātai. Well, yeah, just like you said, music is in the blood. I am raised by my kaumātua, whāngai, from birth, and that's where my music came from, really. My kaumātua were pastors and priests of their churches, to which that they would take their choir slash band slash whānau out on the road to do a lot of kaupapa Māori, like Koro Neihana, back for Te Atarangi Kahu when she was alive, spreading the faith over there, and also the waiata as well. We've also got the 25th anniversary at Ratana that they would do. They would also go down to Te Waipounamu and spread the waiata, spread the music around the motu. And so being raised by my kaumātua, that was naturally instilled within my life. I wasn't really sure if I was a great singer until about last week, when about 20 people said that I should sing more after the release of Miss Divine. So, yeah, that's where it started. And Kapahaka was also a big stepping point for that as well. I just enjoy being on stage, enjoy performing with other people and singing as loud as I can. And that's where my love really started for music.
Tēnā koe, which is, how do you describe your voice then? You love to sing. What's your optimum vocal range? Tuhine?
I actually prefer to rap. However, as a singer, I'm actually a soprano. I've been told by a couple of vocalists and instructors that I am a chromatic soprano, which means I have a huge range of where I can sing in terms of notes.
Just give us a bit of a rundown, and my apologies for not perhaps knowing your music as well as I might, but I'm in my 60s and maybe I'm just sort of missing the boat here and listening too much to bad music from the 1970s. My apologies. Talk to us about your earlier efforts, and then we'll morph out or work our way forward to Ms. Divine. Tell us about some of your previous efforts, please.
I started back in 2022, and I was fortunate enough to get funding from Creative New Zealand, so shout out Creative New Zealand, for seeing the potential in me for film and music, as I'm also a filmmaker and an actress as well. So putting all those things together, I got to create my first visual EP, which is called Uha. Uha being the female or the feminine being, the feminine animal as well, apparently. So yeah, I named it Uha, and it was really just to honour my whakapapa, to hine ahuone. Not just mine, but everyone else's as well, because I thought it was really important that we got to look within, within ourselves as wahine Māori. But that's where it really started. Yeah, I never really liked my singing voice. And one of my waiata in that EP, it's called Te Ira Wahine. And I didn't like my voice. I really didn't like it, but I knew I had to get used to it, because if I wanted to be a singer slash rapper, well, then I'll have to get used to hearing my voice more. And so, yeah, I guess it started from there. But where did that take me? That took me to Canada. It also got me awarded from film festivals such as the Music Underground in Paris. I've also been awarded by Māoriland for my editing for the music videos. I've been awarded by King Utu Heitia for the Portraiture Award back in 2021 when he was still alive. And most recently, I've been awarded by Glorious Inc. for the Wahine Toa Award at this year's Wairua Māori Film Festival. So yeah, all the years of mahi has paid off, I guess, in terms of my waiata. But now I'm starting to see maybe I really do need to dive deep into my singing voice and actually love it more. So yeah, that's where I'm at.
And thanks very much for taking us on a little journey. Look, Ehoma, if you dial up, you'll find the mahi here. Interesting too, because she's worked with Tiki, as Tiki Tane, Lawton Cora, but develops her own videos. They all look pretty stunning, actually. I'm just looking back at them. The Uha Visual EP, The Bad Mana Wahine, and today we are celebrating with you your newest piece called Ms. Divine. Might you tell us a little about it? I mean, there is a divinity in all wahine that is a thread that you all carry. I know that, but what was your thinking behind this waiata? And tell us about the groove. We're going to play it as well, though, Tuhina. We're going to play it at the conclusion or thereabouts of our kōrero. But tell us a little about what you were thinking when you put the waiata together and the accompanying vid.
Oh, tēnā koe. Well, I must give a huge shout-out to Big Fan Studios because back in November 2023, I had the opportunity to be the 10th artist, Pacifica artist, to be a part of their camp, which was the Pacifica Volume 2 fan camp that was held at Big Fan Studios in Tamaki Makaurau. Shout out to them because it was because of their camp that I was able to come into the space and meet the likes of Jordan with the Y and Aubrey Mitchell to create this song. And so it was the last day of that camp, and I went straight to the whiteboard and I saw who I had and what was going on, and I thought, oh my goodness, it's a wahine team. So I jumped in the studio and we all just sat there, and they were like, well, you're the main artist, my sis. And I was sitting there like, oh, goodness, oh, I'm the one carrying this waka today. All right. So I just thought, you know what? Let's make a waiata for us. And I think it needs to be a waiata that we can listen to when we don't feel our most authentic self, our most powerful self, our most real self. For example, I have days when I just want to stay home and stay in bed, or I have days where I just feel less confident as I did the day before. Others can interpretate that as a wahine being on the ikura. It could be a mama who is overtired from taking all the kids to mahi and then going to mahi and then going back home to clean up. He aha tu, all of those examples is exactly what I wanted to focus on and shed some light on, because, you know, unless you're a wahine, you won't actually know what we go through. And so I wanted to offer this waiata to shed some light on that. It's not just a waiata for me or my sisters, Aubrey and Jordan, who were in the room. It was definitely a song that we wanted to create for everyone. So that's how it all started at Big Fan Studios. And I look back at it now and I'm thinking, wow, thank you so much, NZ On Air. Third time's a charm. It takes three times to apply for funding, and then they finally were like, yep, it's actually time for you to release this song. So thank you, NZ On Air, for supporting this kaupapa, because without you, I would not have created yet another beautiful music video which holds the story of Hine Ahu On Air. So if you ever get the chance to see the video, it's on YouTube. It's now on Instagram and Facebook on my social media at The Bad Mana Wahine. So please check it out. Because I do tell the stories of how Hine Ahu On Air was formed, and that was because of the divine masculine. And we have to remember that as wahine, as yes, we do have this beautiful divine feminine, but we don't just have the divine feminine. We also have the divine masculine. And it's also a shout out to our tāne, our beautiful tāne Māori, who can see us for who we are, because we see you for who you are. So it's really just, it's teamwork. Anna.
Well, it's wonderful meeting you, and I'll enjoy your sounds more now that we've had a kōrero te kuruhuia. Wonderful kōrero. Thanks so much for sharing it with us. The Bad Mana Wahine. If you'd like to listen in and hear some of her previous tracks, this is her latest release. It's Ms. Divine. And all the best with the mahi going forward. Continue flying the flag for our peeps, musically and visually. Wonderful to have a kōrero with you. Te tuhine mihi ane kā koe. Thank you for sharing some time with us on Mātea. Tēnā koe. Te kula huia. We'll just crank that up a little bit, please. Orangi. Thanks, mate. You're so beautiful to me.
The moon changes her many faces and hides sometimes in the night.
So beautiful to me, divine energy. You and me, you're so beautiful to me.
Yeah, let it go, girl. Hey, that's worth having another listen to. Dial it up and enjoy it. Ms. Divine, and wonderful to meet and have a kōrero with Te Kura Huia. Te Kura Huia, Arikirangi Faith. Oriwia Henare Stewart from Ngai Taraki Te Moaupo ko Tika Māui, Ngāti Raukawa ki Te Tonga, Ngāpu I Te Arawa, Te Whakatohia, Ngai Te Rangi, Ngāti Kuia, Ngai Tahu, Ngāti Apu ki Te Rātoa and Pacifica. There we go.